Oh, I am nervous. I would like to say to you this afternoon how much, as an overseas man, that I appreciate the tremendous ministry that you are doing and that you are having so that we can be over there and to give ourselves to the ministry. And when I think about missions, you know, there is this whole concept of a team. And I know in years gone by when I was here at Glen Eyrie that it was often hard for me to keep that in perspective, that it seemed like I was doing my little thing over here, but it somehow did not relate. And today I want to say to you in a very real way that you are a part of our missionary team there in Singapore, and the capacity and the function in which you serve is a little different. But I do want you to know that from Singapore and throughout our countries of Southeastern Asia and around the world, how much we both love you and appreciate you for the ministry that you are having in our lives. I'm not quite sure what I can say about Singapore. Many of you have seen the film strip the other night that Billy Graham did on Singapore. I saw part of it because of our meeting, and it seemed to me that it gives you quite a good picture. And then Chuck Unger has been to Singapore and has made several film strips, and I know that most of you have seen those. And so I'm not sure that I'm going to talk so much in the few minutes that I have, particularly about the ministry, but I think I would like to impress upon you this afternoon the strategicness of Singapore. Now, Singapore is a small little island that is 27 miles this way, it is 14 miles this way, about 225 square miles. There isn't anywhere that you cannot be in 1 hour. And this island, that if you were to take and put your finger on Singapore and then you reach out 2,000 miles and draw a circle, inside of that circle would live one half of the entire population of the world. Now, I don't know what that does to you, but that absolutely staggers my imagination. How that so many people could be jammed in such a small part. Now, 98% of that one half of the entire population of the world is lost and without Christ. And it is the greatest unreached mission field of our day. And yet less than 5% of the entire missionary force is laboring in that field. Now, the beautiful thing about Singapore is that it sets right in the heart. And the thing that we need to reach Southeastern Asia with the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has uniquely, you know, brought together there in Singapore, because Singapore is 74% Chinese, it's about 14% Malay, it is about 8% Indian, and then the balance is made up of Westerners or people that come from Europe, America, and what have you. Now, of course, you have part of China that would be inside of that circle, and the fact that Singapore is 74% Chinese, what we need to reach China, we certainly have in Singapore. The fact that here is India over here with better than 600 million people, and yet Singapore is 8% Indian. And so part of what we need to take and to reach India with is right there in Singapore. And then the fact that Singapore is 14% Malay, and the national language is Malay, and almost everyone can speak the national language, that at least linguistically, and culturally, because we grow up in this Malay mixture culture, that both linguistically as well as culturally, Singapore can adapt. Now, Singapore is so small and yet so rich because it has the second highest GNP per capita in Asia. And Japan, of course, has the highest, but after that, then it would be Singapore. But the fact that we are so small and yet so rich that we are able not only to raise up missionaries, but we are able to finance them as well as to be able to send them. And for some of the other countries around there, they certainly have the capability of raising them up and training them, but their GNP per capita in some cases would only run $100 a year per person. And for them to take and to send out to countries that have a higher standard of living, for what it cost us to send one missionary from Singapore to Japan, and we have a missionary there, that we could take and put 10 single missionaries in Indonesia because their GNP per capita simply runs about $100 a year. So Singapore is a very strategic island from a number of things. Some of them I mentioned, and I've got a little sheet of paper here where I've listed them out, and so quickly I'm going to run through them for you. But the fact that we are multiracial, multicultured, that here is this beautiful blend of what Asia is made of right there in Singapore. So certainly racially and culturally, we can adapt. The fact that we are multilingual, most people in Singapore can speak two languages without question. Most of them speak three, many of them speak four, and they do it with a great deal of fluency. The missionary that we sent to Japan, Japanese is his sixth language. And when I think of what I went through to try and get through Spanish in the university and my total inability to be able to communicate in that language, and boy, I'll tell you, for them, language is just absolutely nothing. The fact that Singapore has a very stable democratic government, and that brings a whole amount of stability to that island. We have better than 150 years exposure to the gospel. It has a strong evangelical church, where over there you would find almost all the major mainline denominations, but they still believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And we have a very strong evangelical church. And then in Singapore, we have perhaps one of the best educational systems in the world. And along with that, with this tremendous fluency that they have, the fact that the Chinese, which makes up probably 98% of our ministry, come built with this strong, you know, desire to achieve, and the fact that they are very hardworking people, that whenever they become Christians, that this whole heritage that seems to be built within this race of people, you know, is there. And then when you begin to harness that for the gospel. And then, of course, we have a demonstrated ability both to win, train, recruit, finance, and to send missionaries. But its strategicness, again, is built around the fact that here is a small little island. It has exactly what is needed to reach that part of the world, and it is capable of producing resources far beyond what it needs to reach, you know, its own little island. And so I encourage you in the days to come that you really pray for Singapore. The fact that it is so strategic that Satan is going to do everything within his power to make sure that the hopes and dreams that we have for it to become a great missionary sending country is never going to come to pass. And I encourage you to put it on your prayer list that in fact will become a reality. Thank you.